I'm here with Alisa Diaz, who plays Mica Camarena on the new Netflix Narcos Mexico, which premieres today, November 16th. Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. So I managed to see one of the episodes, but just by watching that episode, I get from it that you're probably. Your character is probably the emotional and calming force in that family. Is that how you see your character?
Was it the emotional what force?
Oh, the emotional and calming force.
The emotional and calming force?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Mika is the rock. I feel like she's a very grounding character. But she's also very nurturing because she loves Kiki so much, and she believes in Kiki and what he brings to the table, and the good that he's doing, you know, by being a DEA agent. And she's also, you know, a wonderful mother, and you know, at the end, she is the one that fights for Kiki to be found when no one else is, you know, fighting for him. And she's not afraid to confront, you know, these men, you know, as a Latina woman and owning her voice and her power because of her love for her family.
Did you for this role did any of the actors got to meet any of the Camarena family?
I did actually. I got to meet with Mika right before I started filming. So we chatted for about like 3 hours, and I was asking her every single question I could about her life with Kiki and you know, what her life was like during that time in Guadalajara and like when, you know, she got kidnapped. So yeah, it was, I felt very comfortable with her when I met her. I felt like we had instant rapport, and I felt like I knew her my whole life. Like, she felt like family to me, you know? So she was really open with me, and I mean, she's an amazing woman, and she's still an activist. She still tells Kiki's story. You know, she runs into my drug program at schools, and I think she's an amazing woman.
As an
And at
actor,
the screening, I got to meet. And at the screening, I got to meet her son.
all right, wonderful.
So Kiki Jr. So yeah, it was really wonderful, and her sister as well.
He's a lawyer or something like that.
She's a judge.
Judge, a ju oh, well, close. Even better, even better.
And Mika had a legal background too. She worked in the courthouse as well, and then, you know, she became, you know, a mom. And
Well, I think as an actor, doing this kind of research, and especially about a family that most people don't know about, so I'm happy that Netflix is doing this, to get a little bit more about this amazing family, that with a big loss. How much of the shoot was in Mexico? Was it all in Mexico, or was it a mixture?
All of it, the entire shoot. And we actually got to shoot some stuff down in Guadalajara, which is really, it was nice to have that experience because, you know, we're there. We're there wearing our costumes, and this is something that actually happened. So
And
it's a very intimate experience.
yeah, we're talking about the 80s too.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're
All the
local.
vintage stuff.
Oh yeah, and you're a local person. You're from SoCal here, right?
Yeah, I was born and raised in LA. Yeah, for sure. So yeah, it was cool.
I've enjoyed watching your career because you're one of those actors that I find each one of your characters are always so interesting, or you bring something to them that it's enjoyable to watch on screen, and it would be bad of me not to at least mention two roles that I've enjoyed you in and enjoying watching you. I'm enjoying watching you on The Rookie. And your name is Angela or Angela.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. I know, right? It's like that's the best name ever.
Of course. Is that still shooting, or are you guys done shooting, The Rookie?
No, we're still filming. Yeah, I was just filming it last night. So, yeah, we're still filming that. And that's been a really eye-opening experience for me because I've gone on a couple ride-alongs with some female sergeants and got to talk with female training officers. And it's been a really eye-opening experience, especially being from L.A., because it's like I get to see this other side of what our officers do. And it gives me a lot of empathy for how selfless a lot of these officers are and to fight and protect innocent people and to hear why they do what they do is very moving. And also just being a female in that field is, you know, it was great because one of the sergeants was telling me, she's like, I'm an Academy Award winning actress when I'm on the street, because she's like, she's tiny. And she's like, you have to carry the energy of to take up space, because otherwise, you know, these people won't take you seriously. And you have to own who you are. And you know, it's been a really an interesting role to experience.
It's good. I have to admit, I'm a fan of the show.
thank you. That's good to hear.
I'm a boobtuber. What can I say? and of course, you are badass in Zoo.
Thank you so much.
You can tell I'm a bit of a fan, okay?
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. It's so lovely to hear.
So, you guys have 10 episodes done already of Narcos Mexico, and I hoping for maybe another season.
Well, there will be another season. I won't be a part of it because Narcos tells, you know, based on true stories.
Oh, okay.
The Kiki Camarena story is just this season.
Oh, okay.
So we get to what's really lovely is we get to tell the whole arc of the story from when they moved down there and he got assigned to Guadalajara to, you know, unfortunately his death. So it's very unique in that way that it gets to be this special little journey.
Actually, that's actually, you know, that's a really great idea because we all know the outcome, but it's just how they will tie it up in this season. That's wonderful. I will be binge watching tonight.
I hope you enjoy it.
Yes. And I really, really enjoyed this talk with you. We met once in person many years ago, but I hope to meet you in person again.
Oh, my gosh. Where did I meet you?
Oh, you know, it's L.A. events. I can't.
Sorry, like an event or something.
Yeah, I think it was during, Army Wives.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I told you, I've been watching you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. It's so nice to hear that, though. I can't tell you. I do appreciate that.
Well, you're a very talented actor, and I look forward to seeing more of your work. And congratulations on Narcos Mexico and The Rookie.
Thank you.
And continue having a great day, because I know you're doing a lot of these.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Angela.
Take care.